Also to welcome our foreign colleagues and friends. As you can see, we have two more colleagues, Amparo from Spain and Jos Latour, who is going to take part in our conference proceedings this afternoon and tomorrow morning. And we also have Annalisa Silvestro, whom I'd like to welcome. She's been able to join us today, and she'll be with us all the day. So this is going to be a day of hard work for everyone, and so we'd like to invite everyone to help us, to give us a hand in contributing also in terms of content, as everybody did yesterday and as we hope everybody's going to do tomorrow. So, what about the objectives of today? Well, we have clearly understood that it's quite difficult to have a structured and comprehensive approach for all the issues which we want to deal with in the course of these 3 days. But actually, since the issue is the complexity of care, obviously, well, complexity should be, as it were, analyzed and destructured into smaller components in order to be better understood. So, what we're going to deal with today is care for adults and pediatric patients in pain in a critical situation based on the complexity analysis model, and we wish to compare our care modalities with the way in which care is administered by other European colleagues. Indeed, Europe is increasingly becoming our new dimension, and well, obviously, this is unavoidable, especially if you take into account the fact that everyday life is evolving in that direction very rapidly. And obviously, nursing care is also changing in the same direction. So for us, it is essential to guide the evolution of nursing care in that direction and in that way. In particular, we should be able to organize it based on priority objectives, and we should be able to organize nursing care based on methods and tools which enable us to deal with these problems. But obviously, what is truly essential is that we feel that we are professionals and that we are acting professionally in order to offer the citizens the best possible solutions to the problems. So, let's return to this slide. What are our priority problems? Well, our priority problems as nursing professionals are related to one, organization; two, the need to ensure the quality of care, and also to link the organization of care and the new developments in the profession, in the medical and paramedical fields. What about then the tools and methods? Well, the tools and methods are those which we have been developing to understand and improve our profession, in particular the complexity of care model, and feeling that we are professionals means that we should be able to compare ourselves to other colleagues, and this is what we're going to do today. We're going to compare ourselves to our European colleagues in order to expand our scope and to enrich our experience. So what are we going to do in practice to meet these requirements, to match these objectives? Well, we're going to deal with three essential issues. Pain as one of the priorities of care, a model for the analysis of the complexity of care, and integration between and among nurses and their respective different experience. So we have opted for one of the priority issues for our nursing care, a problem which is something which characterizes our daily activity, pain. And pain will be analyzed as a problem which is experienced by individuals, by patients, but also as a problem of care management, and also as a cultural problem. We'll analyze the technical modalities with which we manage pain, the fields which belong to the nursing profession in that respect, and direct responsibility and organizational implications. Then we'll discuss a method, and in particular this method is the model for the analysis of the complexity of care, which will apply to the description of a clinical case of a patient in pain. This is an adult patient in this case, and we'll see how this model can be applied and how it can modify our profession. So why this model? Why are we again working on this model for the analysis of the complexity of care? Well, because we work in contexts which are characterized by criticality, instability, and intensiveness, and these contexts are always complex. And actually, a critical situation from the vital viewpoint and clinical instability do not always overlap from the operational viewpoint, but they always require intensive care. And indeed, nursing care, critical care nursing, means that you have to provide skills, expertise, rapidity, high technical know-how, but also the ability to analyze the care you want to provide, to plan the care, to make decisions, and to deal with individuals, with persons holistically. And because it's always more necessary to be able to work in an appropriate way in respect of both the persons we care for and the institutions. And so we must be able to analyze complexity in order to perform our role in a better way, both in terms of clinical care and of institutional organization. So this model for the analysis of complexity of care is a nursing model which was developed by a group of nurses from Friuli Venezia Giulia, the region of Friuli Venezia Giulia, and led by our Vice President Annalisa Silvestro, and which was then adopted by the National Federation of the Colleges of Registered Nurses. So, what is the model about? Well, there are two essential concepts. The concept of relevant activity, that is to say that the relevance of an activity or an act is not defined once and for all, but it's based on the level of complexity of the clinical care status of the individual. And these activities or acts require technical skills associated with the constitutization of professional cognitive models, in our specific case, nursing cognitive models. And then the second concept is the level of complexity, which indicates the typology of complexity of care, high, medium, or low, required by the person. This is relevant for the nurse in order to decide what activity should be resorted to directly or what should be done by other operators because the complexity level is low. So, status of the person is analyzed by taking into account three lines, so health or disease, which assesses the clinical instability, which may be low or high, and this is the vertical axis, then understanding or choice or decision making, which assesses the ability to understand or choose autonomously, it can be low or high, and this is the diagonal line, and then the ability to act in an autonomous way, which is the horizontal line, and it actually assesses the level of autonomy in which one may meet one's own requirements. So, obviously it's based on the three lines that we should actually assess the status of a person. Traditionally, we have always been assessing only the vertical and the horizontal lines, that is to say, respectively, the health status axis and the degree of autonomy access. So nurses have always been, as it were, substituting their decision-making ability to that of individuals. Now, let us see what nurses actually do based on these three lines or axes. So we are here on this slide defining nursing interventions. So on the health axis, we have technical interventions which may be autonomous, that is to say directed by nurses or prescribed by doctors. And this means all the set of technical actions and acts which are related to a guarantee of correct implementation of diagnostic and treatment prescriptions, and to the management and use of devices which have a relevant informatic and technological component. And obviously this depends on the definitions of criticality, instability and intensiveness. Then, second diagonal line, here we have an educational and informational intervention. And this is a set of relational, informational, educational acts developed by nurses, which are related to the detection and assessment of the needs for nursing care and information education, and also in the field of health, obviously, and of education to self-care. And this must be related to the state of understanding, the state of wakefulness of the person as against a reference person. Then we have the third horizontal axis, an autonomous technical and supervision intervention, which means verifying one's own actions and the actions of the support staff. And this is obviously related to what was planned in the care process and related to what was defined in terms of outcome desired, and it must also be declined in terms of, or rather by referring to the status of instability, understanding or decision-making capability, and the presence of other providers, other care providers, which may assist nurses. So, what we should do in these days is to analyze in an interactive way, in an integrated way, as it were, care provided for adults and care provided for pediatric patients. And this is going to be done by comparing the respective experience of individual situations of, or the analysis of relevant working groups. Indeed, we're going to transfer, or we're going to try to transfer, some specific aspects and significant aspects of adult care to pediatric care and vice versa. Obviously, we're talking about critical adults. We do realize that there are major differences in these typologies of care, adult, critical adult care and pediatric care, but we also realize that there are similarities which have so far been ignored. And so we think it's quite important to compare these two modalities. We're also interested in comparing our approaches to those of other European colleagues, and in particular we are going to compare a situation to that of the UK again with John, the Spanish situation, Amparo, and tomorrow morning we're going to have a presentation by Jos, who, well actually he's Dutch, but he has a wide knowledge of pediatric care, Europe-wide. So, we are going to discuss together the problem of pain. We are trying to apply systematically a model to improve the decision-making quality of our nursing care. We are trying to identify our best practices in terms of care for both adults and pediatric patients, and we're going to compare what we do with what our European colleagues do. So you're all invited to take active part in what we're doing. You are all invited to take notes and be ready to ask questions and to interact with speakers. So today is going to be a day of hard work. Well, when we introduced the conference, we said it was going to be hard work. So let's all be ready to work hard and to make the most of this conference. And the debate, the interactive part, will be a major component towards the development of greater and deeper knowledge on these aspects. So participate and, well, enjoy the conference, but be ready to work and work hard. Thank you very much. Thank you, Elio, for your exhaustive introduction, and I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you all to take active part in what we're going to do, not just as regards the Italian, but also as regards the European situation. So, talking about care, talking about our professionalism, and our profession means opting for growth and professional development, and I think it's an opportunity we shouldn't miss. Now, allow me to introduce the Bologna group, which is going to present a clinical case of an adult patient in pain. So it's going to be Laura Fini who will present this case. He works